Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Thursday night, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate relationship with Him, and especially being able to hear His voice clearly and have that confidence that you are hearing His voice and that we know what to do with it, how to test it, and how to know it's Him. So as we are going in this series, we've been talking pretty much since the beginning of the series. We've been sort of focusing on what our job is, what our responsibility is to get to know Him. And now we're going to be switching gears and talking about the efforts that He makes. And what you'll find is that it's very much out of proportion. The challenge God has for us on our end compared to the effort that He makes, it's like night and day. He asks us for an inch, and He gives us miles and miles and miles. So when we give Him any opportunity at all to reveal Himself, He goes so far beyond what we think would be an equal. He doesn't meet us halfway. He comes running. He sees us raising our hand, God, I'm interested. And He just moves heaven and earth and hell and everything in between to make Himself known to us. So we want to look at the ways that He reveals Himself, the way He makes Himself known to us, His part in our relationship with Him, so we can recognize His actions and His activities in our lives. So as usual, if you want to call in, the number is 718-664-6988. And we also have been really spending a lot of time boosting posts on the blog. So if you get a chance, head on over there. It's wecanprepare.org. And there's a subscription post there. You can just type in your email address on the right there on the blog, and that way, so you don't forget to check the blog entries, because we are trying to post every single day, rather than trying to remember that, the posts can be delivered right to you on a daily basis. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time, but it's a great way to keep in touch. And we're going to also be sending out links to these shows more regularly, too, as far as for, so you know ahead of time that the program is scheduled for that day or that night. Just as a reminder, we're on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 6:30, and then on Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. So Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays, we have regular series, and then Saturday is sort of like a wild card. So we've been talking about, in this series, we've been talking about knowing God, what our responsibility has been. And we've been talking about learning to wait on Him, how to be available to Him so He can quicken our senses, so He can do whatever is necessary to bring us to that place where we can hear Him, hear His voice, know his direction, his encouragement, so we can receive the eternal life that he's already given into our spirit. So as we recognize that whatever God is doing, it's not to, okay, now, it's not say, he's never saying, okay, now you can just, I'll take it from here. We're in relationship with him. He's drawing us by giving us the desire to know him. He draws us to him by both the problems in our lives and also the blessings. I love the illustration of the potter. It takes two hands to mold the clay. The left hand of adversity and the right hand of blessing. So without both, we would be lopsided and off kilter and lacking symmetry. Likewise, we're bittersweet. Our lives on earth were never meant to be all sweet and never challenged, because we need to know him. We need to know God in whatever way he chooses. Now, some of us may be so overly negative that he really needs to teach us how to accept blessing, and vice versa. We are only expecting the best, and so he may need to bring some adversity into our lives so we will learn to depend on him in that area. The thing is that we need to be relying on him to make those decisions and not be thinking that we'll be able to decide on our own, okay, this is what God is doing in our lives. He alone knows what it is that we need, and sometimes he tells us and sometimes he doesn't. In your spirit, though, you already know, and you're already cooperating with him. So it's never, he's never sneaking up on us. He's never surprising us. You are in cooperation with him. So that's part of where we can rest. We're in his hands. He's working out every aspect of our lives. And because we're learning to accept and gain strength from his love for us, we can allow him to have free reign in our lives. So, in the process of knowing God, what is his part? God knows we have difficulty knowing him fully in our soul and in our body. It's been a long time, ages, in fact, since we communed with him in our true state of spirit being. His ways of communicating, of being, of living, they are not our ways. We are not familiar with the way he does things. He does things altogether differently than we do. To try to figure out on our own and from our own strength or our own experience, to try to figure out how to know him will leave us frustrated and confused. Likewise, if we try to use someone else's experience, whether it's from scriptures or family or someone in church, how they got to know him, we each one of us is establishing our unique relationship with him. So though we can be encouraged by others' experiences, we still are learning to take those experiences to God. God, this sounds really fascinating. Is that desire from you? Is that one of the ways you want to reveal yourself to me? God has taken the responsibility to teach and guide us into all truth, into His ways. He's mentoring us. We are His, we are learning the trade from Him. We are His apprentices. And each one of us is being taught something different and unique and individual. And it can be summed up in knowing Him fully, completely, spirit, soul, and body. But the way He reveals Himself will be often by or through the projects that He assigns to us. So He will give us tasks. Not so we can complete the task, but so that we will gain skill. Skill at gaining strength from Him, motivation, instruction, being able to follow directions, being able to keep a secret. That's one thing I really see the Lord really looking for. Those that He can tell His secrets to, they aren't going to keep it to themselves. So we can relax as we come into His presence, knowing that since He loves us, and knowing Him is something He wants for us, God can be trusted to do whatever is necessary to bring us into the relationship He wants. You don't have to convince or strong arm or challenge Him in any way to get Him to bring you into relationship. It's His idea. It's His desire. All He's ever done is waited for you to make yourself available, to cooperate with Him. Now, that doesn't mean He wasn't revealing Himself before. But He brought you to that point where you could turn and face Him and say, okay, God, now I know You're God, and now I want to know You. He planned that and strategized and arranged every single circumstance to bring you to that point. But now He's ready to take you on to the next part where you can cooperate with God's circumstances with your eyes wide open. He knows how wounded, how easily distracted we are. He knows how narrow-minded and full of ourselves each of us is. But He brushes that aside. It doesn't cause Him an iota of concern. Because He's speaking to and through your inner spirit being. So God approaches us. And He reveals His presence. He paid a very high price to make a way for each and every one of us to know Him intimately and uniquely. He satisfies. He fills the gaps. And He comes to you to do that. Part of our responsibility is to not settle for anything less than everything, than having those gaps filled, than having those wounds healed, than having those needs met. He doesn't want us to settle for anything less than an intimate relationship with Him. Now, he's not going to let you settle for anything less, which is probably why you're listening. But this is all about you and him. There's a desire there that he wants to satisfy. That you would even have an idea of wanting to know him. Where do you think that came from? It can only come from God. Wouldn't come from your enemies. Wouldn't come from the world. Wouldn't come from your flesh. Wouldn't come from the devil. It wouldn't be something your soul, your mind, will, or emotions would want. Because your mind, will, and emotions like being in control of you. And they know that relying on God, they wouldn't be in control of you. So where else would that desire come from? It can only come from him. And that very expression of that desire, if you feel any, have any sense of desire to know him at all, that right there is the seed, is the promise of the fulfillment. God doesn't tease us. He doesn't give us the desire to know him and then refuse to reveal himself. More than 2,000 years ago, God took the initiative to remove every obstacle that stood between us and knowing him intimately even today. Okay, what happened 2,000 years ago? What really is salvation all about? It's about the restoration of our spirit. Adam with Eve, they were created as a single being, as a spirit being. When they died, their spirit departed from them. They did die. Their souls and their bodies kept going, but their spirit left them. So they no longer had their own resources. They no longer had access to God. So at the core of God's plan of these present ages that we've been talking about in another series is his intent, determined intent, to bring you and I into an intimate relationship with him. Total unity, union with him. Now, this may shock some of you, but Jesus did not come to this earth to die on the cross. He wasn't sent to earth to be crucified. He didn't come to earth to pay for your sin. No, he died on the cross because that was the only way to the resurrection. Okay, let me repeat that. Jesus wasn't sent to earth to die on the cross and to pay for your sin. He died on the cross and paid for your sin because that was the only way to the resurrection. And it is only through the resurrection that we become new creatures, new spirit beings. We are now able to commune with a holy God on his terms, face to face, heart to heart, mind to mind, spirit to spirit. Because of the resurrection. Before the resurrection, Moses saw God face to face. But the glory that shone on his face faded because there was nothing inside of him to contain that life that he saw. He could only see it. He couldn't drink it. He couldn't drink it in. It could not become a part of him because he was still dead in his spirit. And it wasn't time yet to change that. So now we can thank God that through the resurrection of his Son, we are now beholding God in our spirit. And we are able to hear and see and experience his totality now. So knowing that his desire for us is that we become one in him, we can boldly come before his throne now and get to know him as he is in reality now. That's his desire for you. That's his desire for all of us. And in your spirit, you are already one with him. So if we were to look at, okay, what are his plans? We're entering into a school to know him. What are the lessons that we're going to be learning? First, we're going to be learning the healing of our soul and body. And as part of that, it will look like the overcoming of our flesh. So though our spirit knows God now, our flesh, which is, again, our soul getting its needs met outside of God, in other words, you doing things your way, that is a barrier between your spirit and your soul. Your soul is exactly what God wanted it to be. It's your soul without him. It's your soul doing what it wants. That's the problem. You know, it's like a dog that has never been trained. It just rules the house. It rules the roost. It wrecks the couch. It, the whole family, the whole family life revolves around this barking, yippy little dog that has its dictates met because it's loud and obnoxious and has never been told no. Well, it's not the dog's fault. Okay? It's never been. It's only doing what it was made to do. And likewise, your soul is only doing what God made it to do. It's fighting for its life. It's just not latched on, or is learning to latch on to the true source of that life. So there's a hindrance. There is interference between your soul and your spirit. And that's what must be overcome. That hindrance, that interference, is the flesh. And you form your flesh around wounds, which is why we speak about getting rid of the flesh in terms of getting healed. Because wherever you believe a lie about yourself, about others, or about God, you're believing a lie that is a wound. And there will be, that is an interference and a hindrance from between your soul and your spirit, so your soul is not able to receive the life of God. So, because through the working of sin, death in our flesh, as well as what has been passed down to us historically, you know, individually, our soul is dysfunctional and seeks life wherever it can find it through control. But knowing God on His terms necessitates a subjection of that control to His life, which is now within us. So one of God's goals is to bring us healing in our soul and body so that our soul and body can come into alignment with our true spirit identity. Remember, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Your spirit is your true nature. It's your true identity. God wants to know us and be known completely. So He has set out to make us complete, spirit, soul, and body, so that there is no shadow of turning within us. We become unified and are able to accept Him, accept God, that spirit of life within us, free-flowing in whatever direction God so chooses. First we receive, then we give. So another lesson we learn is overcoming the world system. Now Jesus, when He was here, had already overcome the world system. So in our spirit, we also have overcome the world system. However, our soul and our body have not yet walked it out experientially. You can know it in your head, know it in your heart, you know that's true, but you still have to walk it out. You still have to live it out. Develop the skills that come from exercising your authority over the world system. So God purposes specific, He creates specific circumstances designed for each one of us to learn through dependence on Him to overcome the world system and to learn to know God in our entire being, just as we know Him in our spirit now. So though we have overcome the world in our spirit, we are also overcoming the world in our soul and body as we learn to know God. The world system has a life of its own and will put up a fight to keep us from learning to rest in knowing God in His time and in His way. There will be peer pressure, time pressure, and basically disagreement and fighting against the world's standards as we set our soul to follow the Lord and His purposes alone. There will be warfare. There will be battles. And this will really help you if you can get this into your head. You will be coming up against enemies. It's a guarantee. Because all of a sudden, because you are depending on God, all of a sudden you are an enemy of your enemies. You're a threat now. What's really helpful is if you go into this knowing that it's nothing personal. Okay? Don't take it personal. Nobody's after you, but they're after you. But it's nothing personal. So keep that emotion out of it. Stay objective. You are a threat to your enemies. It's just something you're going to have to learn to live with. So we'll pick it up there next Thursday. Have a great rest of the week and great evening, and we'll be getting back together again on Saturday morning. Have a great evening, and thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane of Prepare Radio.